proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. Today we begin a new series on Isaiah chapter 53, in which we look at God's servant. Isaiah 53 opened with two questions. Quote, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" Unquote. For this session, we will address both inquiries. The first question, "Who hath believed our report?" contained two pronouns, the interrogative pronoun "who" and the possessive personal pronoun "our." To which entities do these words refer? John, in the 12th chapter of his Gospel, identified the word "who" as a reference to Jesus Christ's Jewish contemporaries living in Israel. He wrote, quote, "Though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Unquote. John's statement corresponded with an earlier sentence, which he wrote in the first chapter of his Gospel. Quote, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not." Unquote. The report that the Jews of Jesus Christ they rejected might refer to the testimony of others who had seen the Lord's mighty works, yet rejected his messianic claims. According to John chapter 7, we read that, quote, "Many of the people believed on him and said, when Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done?" Unquote. The Lord himself declared in the 10th chapter of John's Gospel that, quote, "The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me." Unquote. That latter affirmation tied in with the second part of the opening verse in Isaiah. Quote, "And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Unquote. The term "arm" in Hebrew idiom denoted the capability to accomplish a task. For instance, God promised the captive Israelites, according to Exodus chapter 6, that he would, quote, "redeem you with a stretched out arm." Unquote. Jews in Israel witnessed Jesus Christ manifesting the power of God. When people at Capernaum saw the Lord healing a man sick of the palsy, for example, quote, "they marveled and glorified God, which hath given such power unto men." Unquote. This incident can be found in the 9th chapter of Matthew's Gospel. After the Savior cast evil spirits out of a man, according to the 9th chapter of Luke's Gospel, those who observed him do so, quote, "were all amazed at the mighty power of God." Unquote. When Peter spoke to the household of Cornelius, he informed them about, quote, "how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power." Unquote. During the end times, God will again show his power by means of Jesus Christ. In the 24th chapter of Matthew, the Savior told his disciples about the circumstances surrounding his second coming to earth. He said that, at that time, those who remain alive, quote, "shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." Unquote. He will exercise that power when God's forces expel the devil from heaven. He will also exercise that power when he returns to earth at his second coming, defeating the devil's forces again. This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.